Oh, here, Father God, as we come as one body, we thank you, O Lord God, for your spirit, for your presence. We thank you, O Lord God. We reverent you, O God. Our hearts are postured, O God, before you. O God, remove anything, O God, which may block us from hearing you today, which may block us from receiving you today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, Raman Sitiribishikia Tabalia, for your presence and for your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Good morning, grace and peace, everyone. This is Apostle Fashionette, and I just want to welcome you all into 60 for 60. As we continue on this beautiful journey, this beautiful consecration with the Lord, we know that our 60 for 60 initiative is a space created where we can cultivate prayer, intimacy, intercession, teaching from God in our personal lives, but also corporately as one body. So I just welcome you all in on this morning, and thank you for joining us today. I will be leading our initiative this morning. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to go into a quick teaching before we start prayer. And as we come to approach the close of our 60 for 60 initiative, there's still some things that God wants to form in us. And as we move forward, we must allow him to continue to address things that may have not been addressed as we've been on this journey. Because before we end this space, we want to ensure that everything that God needs to do will come up and he can heal or deliver it. So we have to understand that there is a preparation that is actually happening for us all to be moved into the next level with him, and ensuring to confront anything that he needs to heal so it does not contaminate us in our next. And if we have been paying attention during this 60-day consecration, this may have come up a few times through some other teachings and prayers. So I'm just going to go ahead and get into it. One of the most dangerous addictions operating within the body of Christ is an issue that is rarely confronted openly, and that is the need to be validated. And when our motives have become validation, this can slowly turn into allowing the approval of man to become an idol in our lives. And as many of us may already know, that an idol does not always have to be a carved image, but an idol is anything we consult before we obey God, is anything we fear losing more than we fear grieving God. And when approval becomes an idol, we slowly start setting aside our convictions and lowering our standards just to protect relationships or stay connected, choosing to perform righteousness instead of truly living out righteousness. So this brings our heart posture to a place of, I want to be accepted, instead of a place of, God, not my will, but yours be done in my life. So today the Lord is confronting this directly as he continues to bring us into more alignment with him. He is exposing the need to us always wanting to be chosen, always wanting to be affirmed, always wanting to be clapped for and called on. He's confronting it because any form of idolatry is a direct enemy against intimacy with him. And as Prophet DeMarcus said yesterday, too much is given, much is required. So this is a call for us to ascend again. And we cannot fully bow to God while secretly bowing to the applause of man. And many of us may not have even considered that this is something that could compromise us in our purity, because approval does feel harmless and often seems normal. And I just want to be clear that affirmation and approval are normal, because God designed us to respond to encouragement and recognition. But the problem comes in when our desire to be affirmed begins to feel a wound that needs healing. And when that happens, it can start to influence our obedience. Our motives become contaminated, and everything we do begins to flow from that place of an unmet need rather than from God's truth and his purpose. So we are then operating and being driven by the praise of man. And the Lord is bringing a light and highlighting this because he is calling us into a place of more of a spiritual maturity. And when a believer comes into a place of spiritual maturity, they are not driven by applause, but we're anchored in our identity as a son of God. We're more governed by the Spirit of God over the need to feed an inner wound. Spiritual maturity means that our yes to God is not dependent on who understands it. It means that we will stand in conviction even if it costs us comfort. It means our private integrity matters more than our public image. So the more we humble ourselves and stay at the feet of Jesus, sanctification will break the addiction of approval. It will begin to show us the wound when it rises. It will recalibrate our appetites. Sanctification will shift us in our thinking of, do they like me, to is this pleasing unto God? So please understand, when our identity is secure in Christ, we no longer need to perform for acceptance. We can speak from a place of truth and love without watering it down. We can obey God without needing the approval of man, and that is freedom. So if we allow God to bring awareness, we will hear him say that some of us are not even ready yet for a platform because there is still a need for deliverance that needs to happen from the applause of man. Now, let me make something very clear before I go further. In this teaching, I want to ensure that you understand that I am not releasing any type of rebellion or promoting dishonor or encouraging anyone to disregard leadership authority or spiritual covering, but because the Bible is very clear about honor. So this teaching is not about rejecting authority, but it's about rejecting the need to be emotionally controlled by approval. And there is a major difference between honor and people pleasing. Honor flows from our obedience to God, while people pleasing flows from the fear of man. And we can honor and still not be driven by applause. We can submit to one another in authority and leadership and still not idolize validation. And if we don't separate these two, some of us will stay bound in fear and mask it as humility. So our focus scripture will come from Galatians 1, focusing mainly on verse 10. A little history about Galatians 1. It is a letter that was written to the church of Galatia by the Apostle Paul. He wrote this letter because the gospel he preached was being twisted. So Paul led the Galatians to Christ, and they were doing really good on their journey. But there were these Jewish teachers known as, I want to say this word right, Judaizers, I believe that's how you say it, spelled Judaizers. They were teaching a false gospel, and they were insisting that faith in Christ alone was not enough for salvation, and that believers also had to follow the law of Moses, which included circumcision and strict works to be in right standing with God. So Paul, he strongly rebuked this because it undermines the gospel of grace. And he reminds the Galatians that salvation is through faith in Jesus Christ and not by works of the law, and warns that those who come to distort the gospel are leading believers away from the freedom and life found in Christ Jesus. So let's read Galatians verse 10, and I'm going to read it from the Amplified Version. It says, "Am I now trying to win the favor and approval of men or of God? Or am I seeking to please someone? If I were still trying to be popular with men, I will not be a bond servant of Christ. So here in this chapter, Paul is defending the purity of the gospel, and he's choosing to please God over man. And he made it clear that if he was trying to be popular amongst men, he would have not confronted this error. So his bottom line was to be pleasing unto God. So this example in Galatians shows what can happen when the need for validation is present. So craving validation from men reveals that there is an insecurity. And when this is present, this places us in a space of performance and deception, and it ultimately can lead us into compromise. So Paul teaches that his authority came by revelation from Jesus Christ and not from man or their applause. So what is being shown here is that Paul's validation came from heaven. And when we are backed by heaven and in tune with the Spirit of God, we will be able to stand strong when these types of pressures and rejection comes our way. So not only was the gospel being twisted here, but so was Paul's authority and identity. But Paul's response did not come out of emotion or a need for man's approval. He responded out of obedience to the Lord and conviction. So one lesson here is if our validation comes from people, it doesn't just affect how we feel, it affects our obedience and our convictions. So when our need for approval is rooted in people, what happens is our emotions rise and fall based on how they respond to us. Again, when our need for approval is rooted in people, it affects our emotions, and our emotions rise and fall based on how they respond to us. We will feel secure when they affirm us and unsettled when they ignore us. But it doesn't stop there. So over time, it begins to shape us in the decisions that we make. We start tiptoeing around the truth. We start negotiating with what God has already spoken. So the Galatians here, they were doing really well on their Christian journey. They had received the true gospel and they were growing. But what happened is subtly they begin to be influenced by the wrong voices. And if we feel like we need validation and acceptance, we start agreeing with whatever keeps us in a place of feeling included, even if it's not right. This will include relationships. It includes marriage. It includes dating. It includes church culture, leadership dynamics, and also social media. So what happened in Galatia was that they had begun to allow influence to replace their identity. And that's why it's important to understand and be secure in who we are. Because when our identity is secure in Christ, we are not easily moved by every voice or pressured by every opinion. Sons of God are secure and stable in Christ. So please understand that pleasing people is not only is a weakness that we can have in our personality, but it falls deeper into spiritual compromise. And this is why Paul's statement in Galatians 1:10 is not a casual statement. Paul is speaking to confront and correct because the issue touches allegiance, it touches identity and obedience. And in this one verse, I want to pull out what he actually revealed. So the first thing he revealed was approval determines allegiance. Approval determines allegiance. So when our hearts are driven by the need for approval, our loyalty will shift. We will begin to follow what pleases people rather than what pleases God. So just like the Galatians were being swayed by the Judaizers, our allegiance can be redirected by the voices we prioritize. So Paul says, am I now trying to win the favor and approval of men or of God? He gives two options here. He talks about men or talks about God. Because whoever we seek approval from becomes the one that we subconsciously come into alignment with. And again, whoever we seek approval from becomes the one who we subconsciously come into alignment with. So seeking approval brings exposure to where our allegiance is, where our loyalty is. So let's take a moment here to pause and have an honest self-reflection and ask ourselves, where have I been seeking approval? Whose validation has been shaping the decisions I make? Have I been seeking man's approval, or have I been seeking God's approval? So this is a moment we need to seek God and ask God for clarity so we can tear down this as an idol and adjust and allow God to bring us back into alignment. So the second thing this verse reveals is insecurity makes you easier to influence. Again, the Galatians, they started in truth. They started off strong, but influence began to replace their identity. They started listening to the outside voices, and they did away with the voice God assigned to their lives, which was Apostle Paul. They couldn't have fully understood their identity in Christ because this shows that their identity was not settled. And when our identity is unsettled outside, or those inner negative voices will gain authority they were never meant to have in our lives. So if you're not secure in who you are in Christ, you will begin to be swayed by whomever affirms you, whomever builds you up. And I want you to allow that to settle in your spirit for a moment. So when identity is unsettled, affirmation, it becomes influence. And whoever affirms you the loudest, again, they gain your ear the quickest. This means anyone can come, they can whisper what sounds good to you, what feels comforting, what strokes your ego, and before you realize, it has caused you to shift. Not because the argument was strong, not because the doctrine was sound, but because it fed something in you that was still hungry. And an unsettled identity will always look for outside reinforcement. Insecurity makes us easily impressionable. And if we leave insecurity unchecked, it begins to show in our external behavior. And this leads us into the third thing that Paul reveals. People pleasing leads to compromise. So Paul says, if I were still trying to be popular with men, I would not be a bond servant of Christ. So paying attention to his language, he says bond servant. According to Strong's and Help's word studies, the word used here in Greek is doulos, which is a slave. It's a voluntary, fully devoted servant, someone who belongs to another. A bond servant has no ownership rights of their own. And yet in the New Testament, this word is used with the highest dignity. It describes believers who willingly live under Christ's authority as his devoted followers. So this definition matters in light of everything that's being addressed today. If we belong to Christ, our lives are no longer managed by public opinion. If we are owned by Christ, we should not be governed by applause of man. And if we are fully devoted to Christ, we cannot allow ourselves to be subtly controlled by a crowd. There is no way we can be enslaved to Christ and managed by the public opinions at the same time. One master will always compete with the other, and this ties directly back to identity and approval. And this subtle shift is how compromise enters. Paul understood this. If he was still trying to win popularity, he could not fully belong to Christ, because a bondservant of Christ does not consult a crowd, but they obey their master. Again, this is where God is saying he needs us to mature. He needs us to come up. So if Christ is truly our Lord, then what he says must outweigh every other voice, even if it's our own voice. His word carries more weight than culture. It carries more weight than authority, more authority than emotion, and more credibility than popular opinion. It's his commands that directs our steps, and it's his approval that satisfies our need for validation. And when that is settled within us, compromising loses its access and the door closes. But what we must balance this with is intimacy. So obedience without closeness to the Lord can push us into a place of performance. So we have to remain near him. We have to cultivate continual relationship with the Lord, because the only way to consistently obey him and know his voice is to actually know it. And Jesus said in John 10:27 that my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So I want you to notice the order in this scripture. It says they hear me, they hear him, they are known by him, and they follow him. So some of us struggle with discerning if and when it's him, not because God isn't speaking, but because we don't sit with him long enough to recognize how he speaks. We don't study the word deeply enough to identify the pattern of God. And when we don't know his voice, we can confuse our own thoughts or even the enemy's voice with the Lord's. So today, if we find ourselves in this category, I want us to make sure that we make a decision today. I want us to commit to truly learning the voice of God for ourselves through consistent prayer, through consistent time in his presence, and through word study. Let us pray. Hallelujah. We bless you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, for your word. We thank you, O Lord God, for your continuing formation, Father. We thank you, O Lord God, for the continuing pruning. Father, we welcome and we embrace, God, everything that you are doing in this season of our lives. We embrace, Father. We embrace the shaping. We embrace the forming, Father, because we want to get this right. We want to grow in our walk with you. In the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord God, as your sons, as your daughters, not as those who perform, not as orphans, oh God, not as those who are striving for applause, but as those who have been accepted into you, your family, as your sons. Your word declares, oh God, in Ephesians 1:6, that we are accepted in you. So today, Father, we come and we renounce every lie that tells us we must earn what you have already given us in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for your word in the name of Jesus, that it says in Galatians 1:10, am I not trying to will the favor and approval of man or God? And if I was still trying to be popular with man, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. Father, we take the posture and stance of the Apostle Paul today. Today we choose, O Lord God, we settle our loyalty and our allegiance in you. We declare, Father God, that our approval comes from you. We come, Lord God, repenting today for every place where we have filtered obedience through public opinion. We repent, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for every place where we have softened conviction, oh God, to preserve comfort in the name of Jesus. We repent for every moment we feared rejection of man more than we fear grieving the Holy Spirit. For your word says the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. So Father, expose now every snare in us of people pleasing. Expose every subtle idol of approval in the name of Jesus. Expose every hidden motive that seeks applause more than we follow obedience. Father, in the name of Jesus, uproot it now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we declare that approval would not determine our loyalty and our allegiance unto you, for we declare that you alone are our master. Your word says, and whatsoever ye do, do it wholeheartedly as to the Lord and not unto men. So Father, we do all the things that we do unto you, recalibrate our hearts to live before an audience of one in the name of Jesus. Deliver us, O God, if we have divided allegiance. Bring deliverance to this area, for we know that you are the God that delivers. You are the God that heals. If there is any area where we have bowed to applause while pretending to bow to you, Father, we give you permission to confront it in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your Spirit. Holy Spirit, sanctify us. Sanctify our motives. Purify our hearts. Sanctify our ambitions. Sanctify our desires to be seen and noticed. We declare that insecurity will not make us vulnerable to the wrong influence or vulnerable to the wrong voices in the name of Jesus. For your word says that they are not to be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. So, Father, I declare that you will stabilize us in our identity. You will stabilize us in the word. Root us deeply in who we are in Christ. Show us how you see us. Give us the eternal perspective on how you see us. Let your revelation be louder than any reputation. Let your truth be stronger, Father, than any trend. In the name of Jesus, I declare, Father God, that conviction within us will begin to be greater. Oh God, than any comfort. In the name of Jesus, Father, we come heal every wound. Oh God, that may be within in the deep ruins. Go down, Father, deep, deep down into the deep places and spaces, oh Lord God, the places and the ruins that we don't even know and realize that are there, and heal every wound that has fed this need, oh God, for validation. Heal father wounds today, God. Heal rejection wounds today, Father. Heal spaces, oh God, of abandonment today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heal hurt, oh God, church hurt, Father. Heal betrayal in the name of Jesus. Heal offense, Father. Heal unforgiveness in the name of Jesus. I declare, God, that when the wound becomes healed, that our appetite will shift, God. You're going down and you're cleansing the wounds. You're going down and you're purifying the wounds. In the name of Jesus, you're getting out, oh God. Oh God, any infection, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, and you're filling these wounds with your fruit. You're filling them, oh God, with your love. You're filling them, Lord God, with your patience. You're filling them, Lord God, with your peace. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I declare that we will not use platforms to feel any pain. We will not use any relationships to silence those things that are in our soul, those things of insecurity, oh God, those things of brokenness, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I declare that influence would not replace our identity in you. We refuse to be like the Galatians, in the name of Jesus, that we start out strong and then we allow subtle influence to creep in and to take us off course. So guard us, Father, today from subtle distortion. Guard us from adjusting the truth, oh Lord God, to remain included, to remain connected, in the name of Jesus. Guard us from negotiating with what you have already spoken, in the name of Jesus. For your word says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds. So Father, we pray and declare that a renewing is coming, oh God, upon our minds. We declare, God, that a transformation is happening, oh God, from soul, body, and spirit. We declare, God, that people pleasing, it would not be amongst us. It would not cause us to compromise, in the name of Jesus. Make us true bond servants of Christ today. One with you, O Lord. One who answers to you as our master, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for purifying our obedience today, in the name of Jesus. And I declare that our yes will remain yes, oh God, even when we become misunderstood, even when we are rejected, oh Lord, we will remain sure, God, in your word. We will remain sure in who we are, in the name of Jesus. So ascend us, pull us up, oh God, into your mind. Bring us, oh God, into a space, oh God, of spiritual maturity, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh Lord God, that you are bringing us, oh God, into a place, oh God, to be stable, in the name of Jesus. Mature us, oh God, where our emotions
emotions, Atamandele Bechai, would not be all over the place. They would not rise and they would not fall based on Anaman Sorianda, affirmation of man. Mature us, O Lord, where silence does not shake us. In the name of Jesus, mature us, O Lord God, where rejection will not redefine who we are. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that our identity in Christ is settled. I speak and declare the word that we are chosen, a holy nation. We are called. We are peculiar people. We are accepted in the name of Jesus. We are justified by faith and not by performance. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, that your word says that you do not give us the spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. So today we reject all forms of fear of man and we receive your power. We receive your love. We receive the soundness of mind in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O Lord God, that you're cleansing us, O God. You're continuing to align us. You're stripping away every motive that is not rooted in pleasing to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, Father God, that we would rather be approved by heaven than celebrated by man in the name of Jesus, that we would not allow flattery to carry us out of alignment in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O Lord God, for your spirit. We thank you, O Lord God, for your presence, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray today that you will continue to restore. You will continue to bring us into a wholeness, O God, in you. In the name of Jesus, every time, O God, that we may veer off, O God, even if it's a little bit, your spirit will say, and pull us back in and realign us back with you. Every time that we come into a place, O God, of coming out of who you have created and called us to be, O God, that our spirit will quickly, O Remansa, adjust, Rekenda, and allow you, to do what needs to be done to keep us in a place, O God, of holiness. Keep us in a place, O God, of being set apart. We thank you, God, that you are sending us, O Lord, connecting us, O God, to community, God, that you have ordained, O God, and called us to be a part of healthy communities, communities that follow your leading, communities, O God, that teach your unadulterated word, communities that know how to love, that love is their foundation, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, community that builds, in the name of Jesus, community that helps grow. So we thank you today, O Lord God, for your presence and for your spirit. We thank you, O Lord God, for everything that you have released today. Continue to bring healing and deliverance throughout our day, O God, as we continue to surrender these areas, O God, the areas that we don't speak about, the areas that we are insecure in, the things that bother us, oh God, deep within. Father, we yield them and we surrender them to you, God. The need for validation, the things that we don't speak about, that feeds deep wounds, oh God. Father, we release them unto you willingly, and we thank you, God, that you are breaking this off of us and bringing us into a space and place, oh God, of spiritual maturity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is in your Son's name, in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to give way to any apostles, pastors, anyone on the line who may have a response to the word today, who may want to release a word, or who may have a testimony. The line is open now. Hallelujah.
Good morning. This is Pastor Renita. I want to start with thanking you, Apostle, for leading us, for sharing what God gave you to share with us this morning, which was, I don't even want to say timely, but it was needed. I appreciate, it feels like we've been in kind of a space where God has been, he's always meticulous, but he's been addressing things like, be careful about this or be mindful of this. Make sure that you address this. And as you said, even as we are approaching day 60, there are still some things that need to be addressed. And this is something that's very important for us to be mindful of. And so I'm just grateful for what was shared. This is, even as you were teaching and even as you were praying, really caused me to, examine myself and examine my approach, to examine my perspective on some things, to examine my actions in some areas, to make sure that I align myself properly and that I am moving with my priorities clear and with the right voice in the right place. And so I'm grateful for God in that he loves us so much that he wants us to make sure that we are properly aligned, and that he loves us so much that he would take the time to cause us to examine ourselves carefully. So I'm grateful for what you shared. I'm grateful for your obedience in sharing this with us, and I'm grateful that God has displayed his love again in causing us to examine ourselves and align ourselves properly, because he knows where we need to be and he knows how we function best, and that's according to his design and not according to the voice, not according to having anybody else's voice, even including our own, be above his. So thank you again.
Glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Anita, for sharing that beautiful response. We give God all glory, all honor. Definitely, he's definitely being very meticulous, and know that the word hit the messenger first, the one that releases the message. So I'm just grateful for the formation. I've given up trying to resist the formation, and I embrace it. So thank you so much for your response. If there's anyone else who would like to respond or release a word of testimony, the line is open now. You're welcome.
Good morning. I'm really grateful that Holy Spirit sent the gentle reminder, that our approval isn't based on flawless behavior, but it's based on Christ's finished work, and God looks at us, and he sees us as someone that's redeemed. He sees us as someone that's chosen. He sees us as someone that's valued, So I'm thankful that I don't have to fall in a space where, I'm feeling overlooked. I can heed the voice of God, because I know that I'm his. I'm God's sheep, and God sees what others don't. Our faithfulness matters to him. Our obedience is what's going to bring, peace. And it's not about the applause from man, but, honoring that God sees us. And I'm just thankful for true identity in him, so that I don't have to fall in a space where I'm performing or I'm looking for popularity or I'm looking for perfection, And this was just, a gentle reminder to continue seeking approval in Christ, So thank you again for heeding the voice of God and showing us where to follow, showing us how Christ is leading us, and we're peculiar people, and when we walk wholeheartedly in that, we see the full manifestation of what we redeem through Christ in it. So thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you so much for sharing your response. You said one thing, it was God sees what others don't. I just wanted that to marinate. God sees what others don't. And he sees our heart. He sees our motive. He sees what others don't. And that's the beauty of it. When we're doing it from a place of purity and out of, you know, our love for God, that's the greatest reward. So thank you so much for bringing that out and sharing your response this morning. Anyone else would like to share? The line is open now. Okay, so if all hearts and minds are clear, I'm going to go ahead and move forward with our announcements. Again, thank you all for joining us today for our 60 for 60 initiative at 5 a.m. Please be sure to join us again today at 12 noon. We'll be back here on the line. I believe it's Pastor Anita who will be teaching and praying at 12 noon, and also remind you to continue on throughout your day with your 60 to 60 initiative. And we're still going on this journey, so continue to press into the place of personal prayer and corporate prayer and join us. You can find the recordings on our website on www.sentmiami.com, starting from the beginning up until now. There are some recordings that did not make the website. However, the majority of them are there, so you can find them there. Please allow the recordings that may, the teachings that may have come out today to upload after 24 hours. Again, please go ahead and listen to those playbacks. Also, tomorrow, St. Miami is having Encounter Mornings, and tomorrow we are in training. So training is in session. Please invite, you know, your groups, your prayer friends, the intercessors. All of us are called to intercede. So I believe that we all will gain something from this training. Our Apostle Ava, she will be teaching on spiritual mapping. So you do not want to miss this training. The service will be set up like a classroom. And we know that we are Bereans. We are postured as students. So we invite you to join us tomorrow at 5 a.m. For our Encounter Mornings. Also, do not forget, we've been announcing that our executive pastor, I call him Uncle Prophet DeMarcus, his birthday is March 2nd, and we're going to celebrate his birthday on March 5th, but also celebrate his transition from Miami to Texas. He will be moving away. God is sending him out into another region and territory to do the work there. So we want to ensure that we are celebrating him, not only for his birthday, but celebrating him for the next and what God is doing in his life. So we invite you all to join us. His favorite color is blue. There is no particular dress code, but if you would like to celebrate him through wearing the color blue, we invite you to do that. I do not have the exact address, but I am sure that it is posted. I don't know if it's posted on our website as of yet, but I will ensure that you will all receive the address if you continue to join here, or if you are subscribed to our text messages for St. Miami. If you're not, go ahead and reach out to us so you can get subscribed so you can receive all of the information of all things St. Miami. And I believe that's all the announcements for today. We love you all, and we will hear you back on the line again at 12 noon. Have a great morning.
All right.